The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, "Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as seven times?" Jesus answered, "I say to you, not seven times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold along with his wife, his children, and all his property in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full.' Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, 'Pay back what you owe.' Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back.' But he refused. Instead, he had him put into prison until he paid back the debt. Now when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant, as I had pity on you?' Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you, unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart." The Gospel of the Lord. There's an old Jewish tradition from the time of the prophet Amos that says you must forgive someone three times for their offense against you. Three times, but not four times. "For three crimes of Aram and for four I will not relent," says the Lord. Three times you'll forgive, but not four times. And so Peter thought he was beyond safe when he turns to Jesus and he says, "How many times must I forgive?" "Seven times?" Because, you know, he took the maximum legal number of times you could forgive, doubled it, and threw in one for good measure. And to show Peter just how wrong he is, Jesus tells the following parable. First comes a man who owes a huge amount. And it's unfortunate that they don't tell you how huge the huge amount is. But if you go back to the original text, it'll tell you. It's the sum of 10,000 talents. Now that needs to be explained. Because when we hear the word talent, we think of a skill or an aptitude. I've got a talent for languages. I've got a talent for music. It's talent. When the Bible says talent, it's talking about money. A talent was a weight of gold. One talent was equal to 15 years' wages. So when he was forgiven 10,000 talents, he was forgiven a debt of 150,000 years' wages. We're talking about, like, you know, the national output of an entire nation. A mind-boggling amount. Next comes someone who owes him a much smaller amount. And again, it's kind of unfortunate they don't tell you what the amount is, because the original text says it's 100 denarius coins. Now, a denarius was a single day's wage. And it's a lot smaller than 150,000 years' wages, isn't it, right? But still, this is what I ask you to think about today. 100 days' wages is not popcorn and peanuts. If somebody owed you a third of what you make in a year, you wouldn't treat it, you know, like they look cross-eyed at you or, you know, forgot to say please or thank you. It was quite a big deal. That's what our Lord is reminding us when he tells us this parable, how much you've been forgiven. But he's also telling us how much we need to forgive. Now, I've said all this before, but it's Lent and it bears repeating. Forgiveness is an enormously important subject. It's literally the difference between heaven and hell for you, literally. Most people look upon forgiveness the way they look upon public transportation. Everybody should be doing it, they say, right? Everybody else really should be doing this. But please, you go first. And then we're reminded that we ourselves are forgiven on no other terms. It's what I like to call holy blackmail. Do you understand that you must forgive or you're going to hell, amigo? It's as high a stakes as you possibly can get. So let's take a closer look at what forgiveness is. The biggest thing to clear up with people's understanding of forgiveness, and this afflicts many of you out there listening to me at this moment, people think forgiveness is an emotion. And it's very important to understand this. Forgiveness is a decision. It is not an emotion or a feeling. It's also not a one and done. When Jesus says you have to forgive 77 times, he's talking sometimes about how many times you're going to forgive one single offense over and over and over again in your mind. But please understand, if you choose forgiveness, you are in fact forgiving. Well, let's understand what forgiveness is not. Forgiveness does not mean I trust you again. It does not mean I'm healed. It also does not mean that I accept injustice. Let's take a look at each one of those. Forgiveness does not mean that I trust you again. Let's just pretend like a parent lends a car to a teenager, and not that this has anything to do with my own personal past, you know. Let's just pretend that a parent lends a car to the teenager, and the teenager wrecks the car, runs it over a curb. The parent can forgive the kid. You're still a great kid. I love you with all my heart, but I'm also not giving you the keys back again, okay? Forgiveness does not mean that you suddenly trust somebody again. It doesn't mean that. Second thing is, it doesn't mean that you're healed. What if you're an abuse victim? What if you got bullied on the playground when you were 4 years old? You might spend years trying to overcome those scars, and you could forgive the person who did it to you, but it doesn't mean that you're suddenly healed again. It doesn't mean that all is well or that the relationship is strong as if nothing ever happened. It simply doesn't mean that. And the third thing that forgiveness does not mean, it doesn't mean that you suddenly accept injustice or there's no correction for wrong behavior. And of course, the best example of that is Pope John Paul II. Hopefully everybody here knows the story that Pope John Paul II forgave the man who tried to kill him. I can't imagine that. In St. Peter's Square, I believe the year was 1981, a man tried to kill Pope John Paul II, shot him at point-blank range. John Paul goes to the prison where the guy is staying and forgives him for what he did, but he did not say, now let the guy out of prison, right? No. Forgiveness does not mean that you suddenly accept injustice. It also doesn't mean that wrong behavior can't be corrected. What does forgiveness mean? It means one thing and one thing only. It means I do not hold this against you. You choose it in your thoughts, in your words, in your actions. The hardest of those is choosing it in your thoughts because those emotions keep coming back. You want to know how you choose forgiveness in your thoughts? Say this phrase to yourself. I choose forgiveness. That's all you have to say. Feel hurt? I choose forgiveness. You feel upset? You feel an interior storm? I choose forgiveness. You're not going to give in to nasty thoughts about somebody. And it's a lot easier to understand how forgiveness involves words. You're not going to speak badly about them. They're not going to be the butt of jokes. And of course, forgiveness involves actions. I'm not going to take revenge. You know, I'm not going to rejoice at your downfall. Sometimes the best you might be able to do is just avoid the entire person altogether. But it's what we want God to say to us. I do not hold this against you. Persevere, and you have, in fact, forgiven. To forgive, as the parable tells us, remember how much you have already been forgiven. And as you have received, so too must you give. It's your ticket to heaven. Blessed are those who show mercy. Mercy shall be theirs.